Francisco for poor load shedding management. 35 South African chefs, or South chiefs rather, to make or rather are set, let me start again. 35 South chiefs set to make submissions on the ongoing constitutional reform process. In international news, public bar as Tanzanian president sworn in. And in sports news, Power Dynamo's football club in tough group of the CAF Champions League.
And now, the Power FM News.
With upfront and reliable news every day, I'm Shekinah Sakala. ZCCMIH Zambia says that Zambia is on track to produce 1 million tons of copper by December 2025. Board Chairperson Sesto Musonda says the increase follows government reforms and measures to keep mining operations stable despite challenges such as drought. Mr. Musonda says this milestone supports President Takainde Hichilema's long-term plan for Zambia to produce 3 million tons of copper by 2031. Speaking during a visit to Zambia's High Commissioner in the United Kingdom, Matenje Mazoka, Mr. Musonda said the mining sector has so far attracted about $12 billion in new investments. He said ZCCMIH is renewing old partnerships and exploring new international markets to take a leading role in copper marketing, which has mostly been controlled by foreign companies. Mr. Musonda added that the company is also moving into gold, cobalt, and uranium exploration. Meanwhile, High Commissioner Mazoka praised ZCCMIH's expansion drive and said investor confidence in Zambia continues to grow following the country's debt restructuring. This was contained in a statement issued by First Secretary for Press at the Zambian High Commission in London, Spiro Mapuchi. The leadership for the United Party for National Development, UPND, in Kabwe has strongly condemned the power utility company ZESCO for what it describes as unbearable load management practices, urging the company to strictly adhere to its published schedule. Speaking to Power News in Kabwe, Provincial Information and Publicity Secretary Fred Kunga, who was flanked by his deputy MSN Pukuma, stated that the erratic manner in which ZESCO is handling load management is negatively affecting both residents and business community alike. The two leaders exhibited their strong displeasure acknowledging their country's power deficit, but stressing that ZESCO must, nonetheless, adhere to its schedule. This follows a previous directive from the district commissioner, who had also instructed the utility company to follow its timetable. The UPND officials further indicated that company frustration is mounting, especially community frustration as well, with residents now placing the blame on government. They're calling on ZESCO to take immediate and corrective action to stabilize the load management situation in Kabwe. 35 chiefs in Southern Province are set to give their submissions on the ongoing constitutional reform process. The Technical Committee on Amendments to the Constitution is in trauma to collect views from traditional leaders and other stakeholders. Team leader Eva Jala says the committee remains committed to ensuring wide and inclusive consultations, noting that the Constitution is the supreme law that must reflect the voices of all citizens. And Southern Province Permanent Secretary Dr. Namani Monze adds that the exercise is important for strengthening democracy and promoting fair representation for women, youth and persons with disabilities. In another related development, Patriotic Front, PF youths on the Copper Belt have condemned what they call the government's wasteful spending on the ongoing constitutional reform process. Copper Belt Youth Information and Publicity Secretary for the PF and Tonse Alliance, Humphrey Kabwe, has accused the UPND administration of misusing taxpayers' money on a technical committee. However, the government has continuously stated that constitutional process marks a significant milestone in Zambia's democratic journey, placing citizens at the center of shaping the nation's supreme law. Mr. Kabwe argued that prioritization of the constitution amendment, stating that the country is not facing a constitutional crisis, but an economic and energy crisis that requires urgent attention. He stated that some civil society organizations rejected the ongoing constitutional amendment process, stating that it doesn't reflect the country's current priorities. In international news, a Dutch court opened a trial on Monday of an Eritrean man accused of involvement in a brutal migrant smuggling network. Prosecutors said Terwede Gitkom, also known as Emmanuel Walid, ran an operation bringing East African migrants to Europe under horrific conditions, demanding huge sums of money from their relatives to free them from camps in Libya. The accused, wearing jeans and a blue puffer jacket, said that he is the victim of mistaken identity. He was extradited to the Netherlands in 2022 from Ethiopia, where he was convicted of similar crimes. Still within international news, Tanzanian President Samia Suluhu Hassan has been sworn in for a second term amid tight security, following an election marred by violent protests and rejected by the opposition as a sham. The inauguration ceremony was held at a military parade ground within the capital, Dodoma, instead of a stadium as in previous years. It was closed to the public, but was shown live on state TV. Samia was declared the winner on Saturday with a 98% of the vote, which she faced little opposition, with key rival candidates either being imprisoned or barred from running. International observers have raised concerns about the transparency of the elections and its violent aftermath, with hundreds of people reportedly killed. We take a short break and we'll return shortly with the sports news.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to a pigeon phone. Told you to expect some more. Now take notice, take notice. What you want is nothing.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, waveforms, power banks, and many more. Choose techno, choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of features for Yatuma Badad. Now they be available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno, let's take more.
Say hello to original.
From Osaka, Otago, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau, the Power FM News every day at 0630, 1200, and 1745 hours as we keep you informed and updated. And now, the Power FM Sports News.